This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Final hour fist pump time on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. This is the Hump Day edition.
Hump Day.
Of Sean and RJ. He is Cowboys reporter Bobby Bell. Pepe getting in the back live on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. And hopefully... You survived the freeze overnight and this morning.
Man.
Nothing but some snow flurries for me driving in from Rockwall area like Peyton Russell.
I saw like north of like Dallas proper, north of Fort, like up in the at the Plano-y area.
Yeah.
I saw like some accumulation. Like in the Farmers Branch of north of 635, some accumulation this morning. But from videos and...
It's all lake effect snow, though, right? It's like, I don't think it's actually fall. I think it's all just
it's being blown off.
Crossed
over Lake Erie and just dumped everything right
That's
here.
That's what it does. Man.
How did you winterize? How did you prep? And what did you put the thermostat on? I know that my wife and son are breaking my brand new thermostat as the air conditioning is on while the rest of the heat is on in the house. So I got
the AC is on.
Yeah, the AC is on in my room every single night. Because my son, who I still can't get to sleep in his bed, this boy runs hotter than I ever dreamed of.
Super hot.
And he does not have the covers on him. He can't have the covers over top of him. So we have to have the AC on like 70. When I get up in the morning, I just shut the whole system down. But that's AC. My daughter's got the heat. The rest of the house has the heat. And I got competing units, which I'm sure will explode soon.
Is your heat set higher than 70?
My heat?
Yeah.
Yeah, like last night, it was like 72.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's freaking 3 degrees outside.
We had it at 71. So, I mean, like, why is above 70 bad?
It just seems hot. Like, I can't go hot.
Mine's
like,
at 69.
Yeah, we're at 68.
If I do it above 70, it gets really hot.
We'll either do, like, the hottest it gets is 68. Like, otherwise, we'll just turn it off and let it cool down. I can't keep it any hotter than 68 in the house.
Yeah, because 69 is too hot.
I mean, if I had my preference, but, like... Yeah. You know, I got an 8-month-old.
The whole way that we have to balance it, 71 is too stuffy for me. Honestly, like 68 is too stuffy. I do want it freezing cold. So, and Kristen hates this, but
I also have more house to heat. You know?
That's true. 71 degrees is what the thermostat was at. But then I still had our X blower, which is like basically a small portable AC unit. And I crank that thing up to high and point it right at my face while I'm sleeping. Like, I mean, it's this far from my face while I'm sleeping. And she hates it because she gets some of the cold air blown over on her side.
877.
I pay for everything, so.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up with whatever winter warnings you have. And what else is supposed to be coming now?
It's just cold.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be awful cold until, like, I think I heard yesterday Friday at noon will be the first time it gets above freezing.
Sounds about right. Yeah, right. It's just you make sure your pipes are covered if they aren't.
Did you go outside and cover up everything?
They were covered from...
They already were?
The last freeze we had.
Did you drip the faucets?
No.
That took the most time for me yesterday.
Because you have so many faucets in the Shawn
Hall.
No,
you got to get it perfect. It's not the number. It's yes, exactly.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Because if it's dripping too fast, I think I'm going to get a crazy insane water bill. And then one of the sinks, it's the cold one that works the perfect drip. One is the hot water. It works the perfect drip. Mm-hmm. Then I go and open up all the cabinets underneath. I do all the stereotypical things.
Yeah, we didn't drip the faucets or anything, but sometimes you can just open the drawers, the cabinets.
The other thing I'm playing the game with is how long to start my car and leave the garage door closed. I'm playing that game with myself.
0 seconds.
Oh, you're playing Russian roulette with carbon monoxide poisoning.
That's, you better hope the ceiling is good on your door to the garage.
Oh, these ceilings are high, bro.
No.
There's lots of room.
No. I'm like, okay, 4 minutes. You know, I'll go and start it like a morning like this. I start it, and then 4 minutes later, I go back into the garage, and I'm like, all right, am I getting woozy? Am I getting dizzy here? All the other mornings, I open the garage, but I didn't want to open the garage with -3 outside.
You have got to get the remote start, too.
Yeah.
You can just, like, you don't have to even walk out there. You just pop the thing, and then...
But I'm still keeping the door closed. How does that get rid of the carbon monoxide?
Well, what you could do is you could just park it outside. Like, I know you don't want to, but
no.
Here's the thing.
Absolutely not. Under no circumstances.
Open the garage door, though?
What?
Why don't you just open the garage door? It's not going to make it that much colder in there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, because I start it. I want to let it go for 4 or 5 minutes. So I don't want to walk back out into a freezing garage. Plus, I think there's a big coyote on the loose in the area, and I don't want him coming in.
So you would rather potentially die of carbon monoxide
poisoning? I'm not dying of it.
Than have a quick 4-second brisk jog to the car in the cold.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to die of it. I think you got to sit in the car like that West Virginia show.
You got to sit in the car, yeah, but...
Hey, I mean, how long does it take? Seriously, text me.
I don't know, but like it could... like what I'm saying is like the carbon monoxide could seep into the home.
Oh. Well.
You know what I mean? That's
they'll be fine.
They keep their door closed. I don't think it's that bad. 877-881-1053. Let me know on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. All right. Does this matter at all to you? I know the answer is already no, but I have to ask. That the Mavericks CEO came out, someone finally came out and admitted that the Mavericks probably underestimated the reaction from you over the Luka AD trade. Can I at least say, well, at least they're being honest? Or does this just enrage you even more?
I was under the impression Rick Welts would have nothing to do with...
He's the CEO.
Yeah, and I was under the impression that was strictly like a business operations. Yeah. Like, but I wouldn't expect him to even have any sort of say in personnel, or that he would have, if this was kept as quiet as it was, that he would have been told other than...
He took over for Sint, right?
Yeah.
So like I don't know what Sint had to do with like the actual...
All this is irrelevant. But. The question is him saying it, is it at least in... the first honest admission from them,
sure.
Over misreading the fan base.
I want to hear Nico say, if we knew this was going to be like this, we would not have done the trade. I want to hear him say that.
Ooh.
Because that's exactly what he believes. At least that's what he should believe.
I don't think he does. Not after we read that Athletic article.
Yeah, I think he really is resolute.
Yeah,
I think he is. Boom, like, straight line.
Yeah, this isn't...
Nike seals focus.
This wasn't... From what... Gosh, the Nike... We got to figure out what the hell this handshake is.
Yeah.
If I ever see him, I'm going to ask him, what did you eat today and what's this damn handshake?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to ask him. The thing about... Nico seems...
I think DeMont might have a different answer.
Yes.
DeMont might, yeah, because that hurt his bottom line. His bottom line is, you know, for him.
And ultimately, he could have stopped it. Like, yep. He's the one that could have told him, I don't care what you want, we're not doing that.
Yep.
But, man, Nico, it seems like, is so... It's a question of, this sounds a little much, but reading that article yesterday, it seemed like a question of almost morality to him. Like, this is just wrong. I can't have someone here who does these things. This isn't right. You can't have this. And so to me, I don't think he cared what the trade return was. It was a matter of principle. Like, no, we can't have it. And so we've got to send this message and we've got to do this.
So that's Rick Welts also saying the most important thing he's going to do here is build a new arena that he wants to represent DFW in Texas in as many facets as possible, except for, you know, having the face of the whole city in there.
Yeah, absolutely. You do. What you had, Luka was, imagine how good you have to be the face of DFW. You're not a Dallas Cowboy.
Yes.
And you were without question. There was, I mean, who was number two? Dak? Like you, not without question, you were the face of DFW Sports, and you're not a member of the Dallas Cowboys. That's hard to do.
I can't believe, though, that we go, like, in the course of a year, these three people that are going to be, oh, we're going to build an arena that'll reflect Dallas and Texas and everything. Like, this is coming from three different decision makers who come from three different, like, parts of the country. Like none of these three people even lived in the central time zone before they got here a year and a half ago or whatever it was. Like, this is Portland, Seattle, and Vegas coming to tell Dallas
Nico
and Texas
here.
What
Nico
is the...
Nico lived here before.
He was here for a little, but he came from Portland when he was hired here.
Right. There's a disconnect. I mean, there just is. It's the reality of it.
You know the two shoulders that I'm always talking about? The nasty, petty shoulder. Mm-hmm. The last time I brought it out, it was admitting that I wanted the Cowboys, once they started getting blown out early last year, I wanted them to keep losing in order to make everyone get punished and suffer. The shoulder's talking to me a little bit. This is not my overwhelming opinion, but a sick, sick part of me is like, want to see Nico win this trade.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
From this standpoint, when is the last? I want to see.
Because you're a Laker fan.
No, shut up.
You're a hidden. You're a Laker fan.
Mike, if you want
Laker
me,
Mike.
This is it. This is my last day. I'm on one today.
Okay, if you. Well, fine.
I didn't take my pills. Let's go.
I want to know the last trade that we could ever be, or sports opinion we could ever be this wrong about. If this works in whatever way you want to define it.
So, like, if this ends up going the way Nico thinks,
if Nico ends up being right, the last thing you could you ever compare this to something where we were all totally, completely convinced it was the wrong thing? You're wrong.
How many championships the Edmonton Oilers won after trading Wayne Gretzky?
But again, see, that is a little different, because even still, the Wayne Gretzky and the Babe Ruth ones were
for money,
and even still, they weren't proven correct. I'm trying to think. Honestly, the first one that comes to mind, and I don't want to give it credit again.
Herschel?
No, because remember we asked Daryl Johnston, and he was like, no, a lot of us felt like we needed to trade Herschel. We asked him that at Super Bowl. But it was out of such desperation. The Kyrie thing has played out way different than I thought it was going to. I didn't think there was any chance Kyrie would be as stable here as he has been. So in that sense, I didn't think that was possible.
This wasn't a trade, but the Beltre deal. I mean, even the commissioner of Major League Baseball said the Rangers were morons.
But you know what I mean?
Like, it worked.
If this works out in his favor.
Give me the percentage you think this will work out.
Oh, it's absurdly
low. Is he healthy?
If he's healthy. You have to take that into account.
Not until next year.
Right, but if AD is healthy, you know, they have like a 2-year window.
Everybody
could theoretically win a title.
Everybody who was convinced that the Eagles were stupid for not drafting Ricky Williams and drafting Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, like these are the sports arguments I'm trying to think
What's
of.
What's funny is these don't come close, right?
No, I mean, that's the thing. That's what's so unique. You know, you mentioned
this could be the most wrong that the sports world has ever been.
Yeah.
If Nico ends up being right.
Rick Welts just admitted that they were surprised by it. I know we all thought there was going to be a bad reaction. Are you surprised that it was as intense as it became? Because I didn't think it was going to get that bad.
Well, what's the part that you thought went past where you thought?
I guess because I didn't expect the Mavericks to so poorly handle the response afterwards that I didn't anticipate it was going to go to another level after that.
I'm surprised it got this big because I didn't think the Mavs were stupid enough to actually trade him.
Bassett looks like he is on one today. He's got his hockey sweatshirt, Ranger jacket. That's not a cowboy
hat. His OJ gloves.
And then his one OJ glove.
Oh, yeah. If the glove doesn't fit.
You must quit.
Yeah.
Why is this your last day?
I have off tomorrow and Friday.
Okay.
You had off to start this week.
Okay.
So
guess what? Corey.
But aren't you on next week?
But he's not going to be in studio.
We're in Arizona.
Oh.
That's
okay.
My last day in studio. This is my last day in studio. So we're going to have a pizza party. 4131 North Central Expressway is where we do our work. All right. It's also where you deliver pizzas.
There you go.
All right. We're on the 11th floor.
Don't tell people that.
If I trust you. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to bring you up to studio so you can have a slice with us.
Hell yeah, what do you man. Think? I like it.
This is like Barclay naming Kenny Smith's hotel room.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, people are saying this is going to be your last show if you do the same thing with your car tomorrow.
What'd you
all
do?
The firefighters are saying big no-no on the fan.
Yeah, tech. The house builder said you have carbon monoxide detectors inside your house. Mom, have you lost your mind?
He was starting the car in his garage and filling it up with carbon monoxide.
Yeah, like you should open minutes. Up your...
It was 3 or 4 minutes. There has to be a time where you can do it.
Where do you live? Garland?
I'm like, man, you've given away our locations enough. Get out. We're back what? After
no.
this. Hit
no,
the commercial break.
I'm not going anywhere. This is it.
Hit it, Peyton. Story we did not.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to before Mike Bassick's unscheduled appearance in studio was Ja Morant, Howard Beck, longtime reporter. I don't need you. We don't need you for the Saturday. You're supposed to plan.
By God, that's Mike Bassick's music.
What's going on? What are we talking about?
Ja Morant.
Oh yeah, get your guns up.
That's Texas Tech.
Hey, since this is your last show, what are your thoughts on gun laws?
No.
Sorry. We'll be
Howard Beck says Ja Morant maybe could possibly be dealt in the summer. Now, this falls into the window of the NBA you watched before quitting.
Yeah.
What happened to Ja Morant this year? Why is he scoring 5 less points a game?
I don't know. I haven't watched a Memphis Grizzlies basketball game, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're useless for us.
No, I know. Guess what? Kevin and Corey's had to use me this way for a long time now.
For 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Think about that. 4 hours a day.
What's y'all's thoughts on Ja Morant's game this year?
I do. You know, I'll tell you this. I do my BetMGM show with a guy from Memphis. So that's the closest I've been to a Memphis Grizzlies game.
And he hasn't
this year.
Said
Let's
anything
just
about
machete
it.
His
no,
feet don't they have a good record?
They're good.
Yeah,
they're
second
good
in the West.
But he's shooting. It's his most inefficient shooting year of his career, and he's turning the ball over at the highest rate of his career.
Well, I don't know. The last 2 years, hasn't he missed basketball because of suspensions and stuff? Maybe he's getting
rusty.
Back into basketball.
You thought I thought if anything, he knew how to shoot.
Hmm. No, he seems to not shoot. He just shows off his gun. Have we seen him? We haven't seen him shoot a gun yet, right? Like, if we're being factually correct, he just like showing them off.
Yeah, I have seen Marvin Harrison do it.
Hmm. I'm trying to think what topic here could work with Mike.
Well, what do you think of the Memphis Grizzlies? They're good, right? They have a chance to go deep in the playoffs.
I want to know how he's acting behind the scenes and why his scoring is down and what would be that return. Because now you're going to compare every return to Luka's return and what he got back.
Well, no, because then Sacramento immediately traded De'Aaron Fox for 3 first-round picks and an all-star.
Can I ask Mike a question while we got him here?
Heck yeah, you can.
Why won't Ray Davis spend any money?
Oh, boy.
That's a good question. I don't mind. Today, I'm thinking about doing a segment that is going to scare Kevin to death and might get Spittle to call up Kevin. It's called All the Things That I Was Told Maybe Not to Say That I Say Today. What do you think of that segment?
I mean,
I think I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
I think I'll absolutely tune into that. In fact, I might turn the volume way up.
I will say, look up, and being honest here, I want him to spend more money. I think they're spending like the 8th or 10th most this year.
They're
in the top 3rd. Now, I'd love for them to do the LA Dodger thing. I'd love for them to go to, let's say, New York Mets. I need to look up. I think the Rangers are at $236 million for this year.
I thought they're $16 million away from the luxury tax. They're close.
Okay. And I guess the tough thing is in baseball, with this deferred money thing going on, I guess it is in football too, is to know the exact number that they're paying, we get a good idea of what they're paying, but we might be off by what, like you're saying, $5 to $10 million.
You cannot be upset with what the Rangers are spending this year.
I'll tell you how I'll be upset.
They have the 6th highest payroll in baseball.
They have. Okay, so Spotrek has them 8th.
Yeah,
223.
So somewhere around, let's say, 5th to 10th in spending in Major League Baseball. So I would like for him to spend more for sure. My son was like, hey, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., let's get him. And I'm like, well, you'd have to trade quite a bit to get him, and you'd be trading your young prospects, and then where's his spot, and then are you willing to, I don't know what he wants from Toronto, but obviously they did not come to an agreement. But I will say this, next year, 2026, I would hope that the Rangers go well above the tax because you reset your tax bracket, if that makes sense. I agree with this philosophy. In 2027, unfortunately, there could be a strike lockout. But if you went over the tax for 2 years, and then the 3rd year, you always say, we have to stay below the tax. So I reset. For 2 years, I'll pay the penalty. But the 3rd year, the penalties get so extreme, I go below the tax threshold, which means you have to have a plan that every 3rd year, I know how to easily get under the tax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you either got to trade guys away or whatever, or you structure your contract so that, you know, you give player option years. Players love that, right? They can always opt out. And
I'll be upset about this with, let's say, the Rangers spending. Let's just say the Rangers are, I don't think they're going to do this. I'd love for them to do it, 40 and 20 to start the year like they did in 23. Yeah. I think that's too extreme, but let's just say they are. But they're struggling in the 8th and 9th inning, which would be surprising if you're 40 and 20 and struggling in the 8th and 9th inning. and then you look like you have another championship team. And whoever's available out of the bullpen, I know the Cardinals have a great bullpen guy that they might not, Hensley, I believe is his last name. Well, if that's the case, and you've put yourself in a position to succeed again, and you don't do what you did in 23 and go, screw it, we're going after, and I know, did it work out perfectly? No. Max Scherzer, obviously Montgomery did. You need to do that again. You need to go, screw it, I stayed under, but we have a chance to win it all. I'll go over, I'll pay the tax, and unfortunately that might mean in 26 I have to go under the tax again, at least to start the year. So if they're in a great position to succeed in June, July, then you have to go over the tax to add to the team.
Since Mike Bacsik is about to be on a permanent vacation from 105 through the fan, and whenever Mike goes on vacation, we always love to analyze it, how many days off did he give and all that. We have a Bacsik topic here.
Yeah, so this
and a lot of people in the sports talk world are taking their vacations.
They are. But this is a way to use 13 PTO days, or now I guess that would be down to 10 PTO days the rest of the year.
That's where you go to your kid's school.
That's PTO.
Yeah, PTO meeting too.
But you're going to get about 40 days off by doing it. This is a little hack that was on TikTok. This is fantastic. I love when people break this down. So the next, we just had President's Day. The next national federal holiday is Memorial Day. We're a ways away, right? We're a ways away from that. But that's the next one coming up. So the next hack for this is when you come up to Memorial Day, it's a Monday. Take the Friday off. One day, so you already get the Monday off anyway for Memorial Day. If you take the Friday off before, you get 4 days off and only use 1 day of PTO.
Is that, isn't that kind of...
But you use no days of PTO and you get 3 days off anyway.
Right, but now you're just this is just a way to get more, right? You have to use your PTO day. This is without
this sounds like a long vacation. This sounds like boy math.
Boy math?
Yeah.
Now, Juneteenth is on a Thursday. So you take the Friday off, and now you got a 4 day weekend, and you only use
Have you ever heard of this? Like taking a vacation day around a holiday to extend the holiday?
Most obvious topic you've ever done in the entire world.
This is not out. People don't think of this. Nobody does this.
You did it last year.
How many of when the $50 million worth of condoms were used in Gaza?
How many? What?
There's $50 million worth of condoms that were given to Gaza, supposedly.
Lady Gaza?
The United States of America, how many of those condoms were used? A percentage. No comprende.
I have no idea.
Do you know the answer?
No.
Oh.
But we gave $50 million worth of condoms to Gaza?
Maybe. I mean, possibly.
What do you think of that? That's a topic.
That's a big topic.
We put on a Sesame Street show for a lot of money.
How good of an employee?
I think it's Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. They love the Cookie Monster.
How good of an employee do you think you're going to be, like, in terms of checking your Ranger email, doing the company modules?
There's no company modules, I don't think.
You don't think the Rangers make you take an HR video class, a sexual conduct?
They would have to, I would think.
Everyone does.
MLB does, right?
Are you just not going to check those emails or do those things or be a good company employee?
No, I don't think Texas Rangers make me change my email password every 2 months because they got infiltrated by somebody or somewhere. And so now, like...
Oh, I got to change
Mike,
mine.
It's going to be the same thing everywhere. Corporate America.
Oh, yeah.
Corporate America, man.
We'll see.
I got to change mine today?
Yeah, right?
Today's my email day.
I haven't checked my corporate email in over a year.
Yeah, how did you get
over? I got a Cobra today, too. I got to figure out how to Cobra. Well, you know, insurance.
You don't get insurance with the Rangers?
Well, hey. Well, obviously not.
Really?
That's why I got a Cobra here.
Okay.
Do you want to talk more about that? Why the Rangers didn't do that? Or?
I don't know. It's the way it is.
All right, Mike, go back to your show.
No,
please.
I'm not. I don't have to do anything anybody says anymore.
That's a good point. Look at Kevin.
Kevin's over it. Corey left him out
to dry.
Spittle may as well just send you home right now.
Yeah, you really should.
He may as well just say bye-bye.
Then I'll have to give out my address for the pizza party. And do you know what's good with pizza? Dessert. Cookies. Remember, I like cookies. 4131 North Central Expressway is where you send them.
Mike Bacsik, everybody.
Today, don't send them tomorrow. I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Mike Bacsik.
I'm going to be headed to Austin tomorrow.
What's in Austin?
My daughter.
Okay. And then you're going to go from Austin to Arizona?
Yeah. Well, I'm coming back here. The flight's from here. So Saturday afternoon, I'll head back here.
Okay.
Good for you.
This is the type of chaos people are going to miss from you, I guess.
Yeah. So, PTOs, huh? What's our next topic?
We're
you
done.
Want me to come up with a topic right here?
Turn off his mic. Yeah.
No, you don't have, you can't turn off
the
mic.
Yeah, I can do actually whatever I want. Yes, I can actually do whatever I want. Hey, your mic's off.
Your mic's
so
off.
Go ahead, keep talking.
Peyton turned it out.
I have the producer right here. If you can come up with a good, decent topic, we can go ahead and do it. What would you like to talk about?
How about Ja Morant?
There we go.
We already talked about Ja Morant.
All right.
We already did that.
All right. I'm listening. I'm just going to listen.
Okay.
I'll chime in if I feel like it.
Yes.
I love it.
How do you think the ratings are going for this segment?
I think they're actually good.
These are probably pretty good.
Yeah.
The highest. Let's see.
Is my mic still off?
No, no. It's on. No,
it's on.
You're back on.
You're back on.
Yeah. As long as we know we can trust
you.
As long as we know we can.
Do that, please.
We can trust you a little bit. How much interaction have you had with the bosses over the past week?
With Tim and Gavin?
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay.
Hey, I love how honest he is.
Do you think that Corey took off specifically for your departure?
Yes.
Or this is scheduled vacation?
No. It's not scheduled vacation at all.
Who do you think is...
So he'll be back tomorrow, 100%.
Now, he's saying he might not, but I think that's just to play it out until tomorrow. He has to feel good enough. Or it's just the Kevin Hagelin show tomorrow.
Who do you think is more, like, privately, internally annoyed with you, Corey or Kevin?
Well, Corey's not even here.
But yeah, Kevin's about
Corey
to have to sit with this for 4 hours.
Way more annoyed. He refuses to come up here to work with me on my last 3 days here.
What do you think you did to him that is causing
Yeah, when
him?
Do you think he got fed up?
When I questioned him.
About what?
Well, just like, you know, if we're doing a topic and I question him, I can tell he doesn't like it.
Mm.
So he's just like, I don't have to be questioned by Mike anymore. It'll be interesting if he's at Love Field on Sunday to get on that plane or if he's still too sick.
All right.
Oh, he'll be the there. Plane.
We crosstalk with a KMC.
Holy cow. We're going to break our... You're on the clock, man.
Yeah, well...
This is the way we do it.
This is the way we do it. We crosstalk.
This is how we do it.
We'll probably just be crosstalking with Kevin next on The Fan. By the way...
What are we doing? Trying to make love here at the station? Jeez.
You can tell if Peyton doesn't know... The band. I don't know where he finds some of these songs.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
I mean, I knew the song he played.
You know, those are so critical,
yeah,
man. It's I've ridiculous. Never
heard this one. Whoa, look at that.
Oh, wow, Peyton.
It's unbelievable. You know what, RJ? Tomorrow,
very critical.
You do the giveaway, RJ.
Very critical.
You do the giveaway.
Very critical.
What song you pick?
Very critical.
Hey, at least you get to see Dirk's Bentley. We made people go to the Cowboy games in December. Jeez, we're like, giveaway, you have to go. Jeez, I was like, who wants to go see this game? It's like, we're putting punishment on people.
Kevin Hagelin.
Couldn't even get 10 callers. It took Alec 10 minutes to find the 10th caller in December to go to the Cowboys-Washington game.
Good luck.
Good morning, Kevin. What's coming up?
Hey, I prepared a lot of content.
No content.
But I don't think I actually prepared for how today was going to go.
I hope you prepared a lot of monologues.
So, yes.
Once I woke up and saw Corey quit again,
we'll talk
about Corey quitting to start the show.
Sure.
What was on the run sheet?
What was on the run sheets was the ins and outs of spring training. We're going to help some people out. Anybody wants to go to Arizona at 10:20? We haven't even started this segment, and I already regret it. At our brand new segment, Ask Mike. And so,
where are you getting those questions from?
I have a question of my own to start, and then I'm hoping I can screen the questions judiciously.
I have a feeling Tom Landry is going to join us on the show today. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you, be prepared for Tom Landry to join the show today.
Okay.
TCU
what time
baseball.
Do you think that is?
Is there a junior?
Not at 11. That's when TCU baseball coach Kirk Sarlos is on the show.
Okay. Very, very nice.
Otherwise, I have no idea what he's saying.
Wheels off. Just remember.
But you're acting like this is your last day. You still have another week.
Yeah, but it's in Arizona.
What does that mean?
You're going to be professional in Arizona? You're going to be buttoned up professional in Arizona?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? Who knows what next week holds? We might be hit by an asteroid, I found out.
RJ, I am concerned about this.
Of course you are, because it's normal to be concerned. Because normally,
asteroids are like big kidney stones.
They are. But imagine like a normal asteroid has like it's got a 1 in 1.4 million chance.
Yeah.
This thing keeps going up every day. And it's now a 1 in 32 chance that it hits Earth.
Don't look up. They made a movie about it.
Now, it'll be in 2032, and they're going to start testing China. And the U.S. will test their this plan to knock it off
ballistic
course.
Ballistic missile system or something.
But that's not until 2027, where that thing is going to be operational. So we'll be 5 years away when the asteroid hit it. Now, fortunately for us, it's not a planet killer. It's not like the dinosaur one. But it will wipe out a city. It's got
one city.
What
city?
They said it is the power of 500 times the energy released by the atomic bomb over Hiroshima.
Okay,
so it's 500 of those.
Hold on though. But didn't the one atomic bomb desolate that city? So if you're telling me this is 500 times stronger, how does this still only desolate one city?
I don't know.
It's like whenever you get those like tornadoes that rip through like Kansas or something. And it's like there's just one city for like 100 miles.
Where is this asteroid?
It's still seven years away.
That's a good call.
It's not far. It's not far, but it keeps going in orbit, right? So it's the way the planets go and the asteroid goes.
Oh, it's going to slingshot here,
yeah.
Like Apollo.
But it will be in the southern hemisphere, so it's not going to hurt. It's not going to impact us necessarily, but it would hit if it hits the water. You know, Florida's gone, or tsunamis, right? If it hits.
Sounds like it could impact us.
Doesn't the water eventually go away and Florida's back?
Yeah, Florida's
just with
back.
No humans but like, you know, could hit like animals, I guess?
Big cities along, just south of the equator, like Bogota.
So you're saying that it'll affect the Gulf of America?
Possibly. Oh, further south than that.
Is there any chance, like in the movies, that our entire world comes together to solve this problem?
I mean, it's 7 years away.
Sounds like the tribulation to me. In the 90s, that happened.
Stat of the day.
There's no stats.
I think there are stats.
There's a stat of the day based on the weather that Bobby Belt informed us of. He does not own a pair of sweatpants.
Mm. Really?
And I asked Manny Tolos, who else does not have a pair of sweatpants? How is that possible?
Bring them to the station along with a pizza today. We'll give them to Bobby.
It's the clingy ankle things. I don't like them. It's like a
I have them without
thing.
The ankle things.
See, that's like Kristen. I gotta upgrade. Because Kristen says
she's...
I gotta find a better shopper.
I think he means
find a better shopper.
If you could change one thing about your wife, what would it be?
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, let's see here.
This is a terrible idea to answer.
I wish she was just a little less patient with me, because I need my problems confronted more frequently. That's
okay,
that's
a good answer. Sean, how about your wife?
Paul, Tim, Clay, none of them have sweatpants. Chris at Panther City, Lou, Wes. I mean, how is this possible?
Do you differentiate between like this kind of like swooshy workout
and like wind pants?
And, yeah, because I think that kind of counts all the
like windbreaker pants. So I do have windbreakers. Like I do have those.
Okay,
but like I have
today
one.
Today came in shorts.
Yeah.
It really?
Mm-hmm.
That's yep. Why don't you wear the windbreaker type pants?
No, I was gonna say I had one of them and I wore them so frequently as my winter pants 1 year that they're just like. Got worn
so
out.
So shorts, jeans, dress pants are his options for today.
See, and he frequently does go with the shorts and hoodie combo, if I recall correctly.
Can you wear shorts at the Frisco Cowboys place?
Mm-hmm.
I have. I didn't yesterday.
You mean like the facility or the fancy place?
No, like I don't
the
think.
The Cowboy Club?
I'm 99% sure MLB has like a rule you can't wear shorts in the clubhouse as a media person. I need to go back and look at that.
Who's the no fun league now?
I've definitely worn shorts.
But when? It's changed over time. Was it back at the old ballpark?
Yes.
I need to ask somebody, but for some reason I thought there was a rule that you can't wear shorts as like a media member and go like, let's say, in the clubhouse or in the dugout. I'm not 100% sure about that, but.
Lawrence Taylor is making football headlines. Mm. He was at Radio Row. Yes.
I wonder how much cocaine he did in his life. If you had to like...
Great question.
Probably
like
a lot.
Just doing rails on rails.
Do you think he did the most cocaine?
Don't answer that.
And if not, do you have another
theory? Yeah, what athlete do you think did the most cocaine in their career and still was successful?
Doc or Dwight?
Oh, man. That's a good point.
I mean, those
are
the ones we know about. I'm not going to guess other ones.
Had to be a 70s baseball player, right?
Died a blow.
80s baseball player.
Lawrence Taylor said about Micah, let's play more football and less podcasts. So that is
on a podcast. Oh. He said this, by the way.
Well, he's not.
Does that hurt his message at all?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I just wanted to throw that out there.
So here's Micah. You know he's going to respond. And
did he already respond?
I have not seen it yet.
Okay.
So Bobby has an answer. I mean, this is factually correct, but he probably didn't do a lot.
Well, if you know he hasn't done it.
Oh, my God, no. I know who you're going to say.
Stop it. You know what you're going to say, too. Do not say it. Do not say it.
You're going to get sued.
Do not say it.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say it. I'm just sitting here.
I know you're not going to get sued. I know who you're talking about.
It ruined the Celtics. What do you got, Sean?
No, you want
to. Okay, all right. I got a question for you.
He was supposed to take over Larry Bird's spot.
Mike, I got a question for you. All right, so there's this article. I'm going to use my last little bit of remaining time to do with you here in studio to do baseball nuggets, essentially. So there's an article over at MLB.com where they're talking about each team's player that has something to prove in spring training. I'm just trying to lean into his love of baseball now. Each team's player that has the most to prove in spring training, and they said Adolis Garcia.
We did this yesterday.
Okay, I don't think it's right.
Answer his question.
Fine. All right, I'm going to tell you this. No. Then let's go here. Why is there so? Why are there so many?
Talking fast because of his Lynn bias take.
No, I wasn't supposed to. Why are there so many varying opinions on how good Sebastian Walcott can be? Because Keith Law's got him number two. Yep. Fangraphs has him four. Then other people have him like behind Rocker, and some are saying he could be the next Fernando Tatis.
He's only 18, so I think there's still so much. Let's say. We don't know where his ceiling is. We don't know where he's going to end up with, let's say, Kamar Rocker and Jack Leiter, for example, both around 25 years old. You have a better idea of what they are going to be because there's less guessing at 25 mm-hmm. than at 18. I think he turns 19 while we're in spring yes. training or right after we right. leave spring training. So I think that's the reason why.
I don't remember like how much as his body filled out. Like, is he a string bean 19?
No, strong looking. Like, I won't say
typical
he's
19 year olds are like,
I won't rails. Say he's, no, he's Wyatt Langford. Yeah. Cause Wyatt Langford has the thighs and ass of a man.
Yeah.
But I would say that, you know, Evan Carter is still trying to kind of get to kind of like, I don't know, you know,
Evan
a man's body,
like a
right? And so I would say Walcott, you know, his shoulders are strong looking. That's why they're worried. Keith Law and other people are worried. Hey, probably not going to be a shortstop if at 18 you already look like that. Because at 23, if you start looking stronger and more muscle is put on, it's going to be tougher to play that position. So kind of Adolis Garcia and Sebastian Walcott. I just wonder if Sebastian Walcott is your right field replacement when he's ready.
Because the comp that was made by Fangraphs and Keith Law was they said Tatis. Is Fernando Tatis a potential for him?
I think so. I mean, I hope, once again, he doesn't get like suspended for steroids, but because Tatis did.
Hope not. Yeah, you would hope that he doesn't.
I think that would be awesome if he's the next Fernando Tatis Jr. and you just have to move him to the outfield and he puts up Tatis numbers when healthy.
Yeah.
It looks like they traced a lot of these sports robberies to a South American group. Seven people.
I told you.
Seven people arrested.
Didn't they have to take down like a New York pawn shop because they were part of it?
I thought I saw that on the news that they took
all this pawn shop stuff out of a New York pawn shop because they found out they had bought some of the stuff. Not that they were part of it. They could have been part of it, but they might have been.
They're eating the dog.
Yeah.
Because you had to.
We just calmed him down. Yeah. And now here you go.
That story went away.
About what?
The dog eating thing.
I guess. I don't know what to say to that. But
Peyton, when are you out? Are you trying to just.
Monday, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was tomorrow.
He's driving me in my colonoscopy.
Oh, he is?
Wait, I thought that was a joke when you said that.
Wait, what?
No, he's really not driving.
Do you think Peyton should grow back his mustache this weekend?
Peyton?
I could, I shaved it last night.
Did you? Does she like it or not like it?
She hates it. She hates the mustache.
Okay.
Yeah. She told me about 6 months ago it's got to go.
So. I think she told us first.
Was that contingent on the engagement?
Probably.
She was like, are you going to shave your mustache? Okay.
No.
Does Alec have a mustache?
No, he's got some scruff down here on his chin.
That's what you guys should have, a facial hair contest.
I forgot who got me this hoodie, but I just like to thank the person who got me my Hockey Mike hoodie. I figure I'd wear it one last time.
You're
welcome. I don't think I'm taking it to Arizona, even though it'll probably be cold in Arizona while we're there.
Well, the highs are in the 80s.
Will you just
upper 80s. That's awesome. It's not going to. Let's bring our swimsuits. Let's hot tub it.
Will you not wear cowboy or now Maverick gear for how long?
That's a great question.
Where's your Maverick gear?
Kevin,
just bring
I've been thinking
in.
About this. Kevin you got me a sweet Mavericks jacket.
Yeah.
Not this last Christmas, but a Christmas ago. It's I like wore it to room. The one Maverick game I went to this year versus the Trailblazers when nobody played versus nobody. And there's about 5,000 people there. I don't want to wear Mavericks gear ever again the rest of my life.
Oh, man.
So what do I do with that jacket? I loved that jacket. It was a great gift you gave me, but the other day I thought about wearing it because it was going to be rainy yesterday. So I was like, oh, it's warm and it's going to be possible. Like, it'll keep me warm and it's going to be rainy, but I'm like, I don't want to wear Mavericks gear the rest of my life.
So does it say, is it the jacket that says Matt or does it say Dallas?
It's a sweet jacket.
No, it's like white and green. It's kind of old school.
Wait, okay. So if it's old school, like it's Blackman era Mavs and stuff, you're fine.
It's not, okay. different owners.
It's a different version of the Mavs you're representing.
Because it's the Donald
I think it's kind
logo.
Of a protest, actually,
kind of
to
makes
wear
sense.
It.
But if you're going to reach for one, are you going to wear a Maverick one before a Cowboy?
Yeah, I don't. I honestly do not have much. I have a Cowboys, like a Dallas Cowboys hat, I think I still have at the house. I don't think I have anything
That's
else.
That's just got the D on it, though. That could be anything.
No, it's like it's the state of Texas with the star. It's a cool-looking hat, but I don't think I own anything else Dallas Cowboys besides that hat. Maverick stuff, I have like a hoodie from last year making the NBA Finals. I have a couple hats. I have plenty of T-shirts.
You save it for your kids.
They're out, too.
Oh.
They'll be back.
I don't think so.
They'll get a player throughout the rest of their adult lives that they'll be able to root for.
For the Mavs?
Yeah.
When they're in Vegas?
Well, then they'd be the Pelicans. You were for Zion.
You got to remember, this is the man who was invoking Tom Landry's name 10 minutes ago.
Tom Landry is joining the show today.
Does he have a child?
And with that, the KMC masterpiece, Buckle Up, is next on the Fan.
Here we go.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.